One of the things that you have to do annually in order to maintain your LLC is file a federal and a state tax return. Which form you're actually going to use to file your federal taxes is dependent upon what entity you are choosing to have your LLC taxed as. If you are a sole proprietorship, then you're going to use a 1040 form. You're going to use a 1065 if you're a partnership, or you're going to use an 1120 if you are being taxed as a subchapter S corporation. In any case, the LLC is going to issue K-1s to each one of the members. On the K-1, the member is told what their profit or loss in this LLC is during the year. They have to take that, they have to transfer that to their 1040, their personal tax return. This is what we mean when we say that the LLC is a pass-through entity. Each member gets the K-1, they report the profit or loss on their individual tax returns. That doesn't mean that the company, the LLC, doesn't have to file its own tax return. It just means that the company doesn't actually pay taxes. The individual members pay the taxes. Let's talk about some of the things that you can do with your LLC each year. LLCs are excellent family tools. Yes, you do have to have some sort of a business reason for setting up an LLC. However, if it's your family, that can be a pretty thin business reason. The IRS is going to look at it and say, was this a business? Well, it could be a business to manage family funds in a family organization. It could be a business to do a little multi-level stuff. It could be a business to own a rental unit. I've heard that filing an LLC for the business purpose of doing estate planning is enough. I'm probably going to say, though, it's not enough. There has to be a profit motive. But you can figure out something that the family can do in order to have its LLC with the hope of making a profit. That doesn't mean that the company has to make a profit. It just means that there has to be a motive of profit in establishing the LLC. In estate planning, the LLC becomes a very valuable tool. If mom and dad have a little larger estate and they are looking at an estate tax problem, and I don't know what the estate tax limit is these days, it's changing every 20 minutes. You have to check. You have to see, do I have an estate tax problem? And remember, your estate includes your house, your dog, your cat, your kids, your cars, all the other real estate that you own, the stocks, the bonds, the IRAs, the 401ks, that's all there. Additionally, your little business is there. Yeah, you never put a value on your little business. Trust me, the IRS will evaluate it. All the life insurance death benefits are there too, unless you've done something in the way of an irrevocable life insurance trust to get them out of your estate. Yes, your life insurance is going to be there, even though your agent said, no, life insurance is not taxable. What he means is when your dad dies and you get all of the money from his life insurance policy, it's not income tax to you under Section 101C of the IRS code. However, it is taxed in your dad's estate. So, including all of these assets together, if you have a taxable problem, and you need to think, you need to be realistic, do I have a tax problem? If you do, then the LLC is an excellent way to start whittling down the estate. What happens is dad sets up the LLC. He makes each one of the children, he could even include each one of the grandchildren. He makes them all members of the LLC. He makes himself the manager of the LLC. He's going to put property into the LLC. That might be a big building. It might be stocks, it might be bonds, whatever it is. He puts those assets into the LLC. In exchange for putting assets into the LLC, he gets membership interests in return. Remember, that's a 351 exchange, no tax consequence. So basically, in the beginning, dad has all of the membership interests in the LLC. He then starts to gift membership interests to each one of the children, the grandchildren, whoever the members are. He whittles off a few membership interests and gives them to each one of the members. As long as the value of those shares remains under the annual exclusion value, and there again, I don't know exactly what that is, 13,000, whatever it is this week. As long as it remains under that value, then there's no gift tax consequence. Dad doesn't report it. Kids don't report it. Grandkids don't report it. It's just under the boards. Now, there is an advantage to giving estates away in this manner rather than just giving the kid cash or just giving the kid an interest in the family farm or the big apartment building. The first major advantage to doing it this way is the member, the kid, the grandkid, they don't have any control over this piece of property. It isn't unusual to have a family that has a large farm. And the way that I've seen it done so many times is Dad brings each kid in and he divides the farm up five ways. Each kid gets a deed to one-fifth of the property. Well, now I have five pieces of property. We don't have a consolidated farm anymore. We actually have a bunch of little farms. The other problem is Dad's going to continue to try and farm this land. Well, one of the kids goes and gets divorced. The piece of property that Dad gave to that son, funny thing is, the ex-spouse, she ends up with the piece of property. Now Dad has an antagonistic member owning one-fifth of his farmland. Well, actually, they're not owning one-fifth of his farmland. They own their own piece of the farmland, and Dad can't farm that anymore. He can't use that piece of property because the ex-spouse isn't going to let him do that. A much better way of doing it would be Dad sets up the LLC, contributes the farm property to the LLC, and then gives membership interests to each one of the kids. He then still controls all the property. If an ex-spouse happens to get a hold of one of the kids' membership interests, well, that's okay. I control. I can make life miserable for that individual. It isn't worth a lot of value to them, and they can't diminish my value in the piece of property because I'm Dad. I still control everything. The other reason to do it this way, instead of just giving five pieces of the farm away, is the word gift. When you gave each individual their fifth of the farm, well, the farm's worth $1 million. You just gave each one of the kids $200,000. That triggers a gift tax sequence. Dad didn't file a gift tax. He's now in violation of the IRS laws. It turns out to be a mess. If we set it up with the LLC, then Dad can give the little pieces of interest away each year. So who can you make a member and start gifting these little membership interests away to? Well, the answer is absolutely anybody. If you're really rich, I'm up for adoption, all right? But you can make the kids, the grandkids, everybody else in the family a member of your LLC. They're going to be very minor members, but nevertheless, they're going to be members. You can give them the annual exclusion amount each year. Actually, your spouse can also give them the annual exclusion amount each year if you give your spouse some of the membership interests. How much is the value of one of the little interests? That becomes an interesting question. Let me pose it to you this way. If I have $15,000, would you rather have me give you $15,000 in cash, or would you rather have me give you a $15,000 membership interest in my LLC? Well, obviously, you'd want the cash because you can go out and spend the cash this week. I give you a $15,000 interest in my LLC. What can you do with it? You can't sell it. There's no market for it. It's basically not worth as much to you. The IRS recognizes that. They say, well, okay, a $15,000 interest in an LLC isn't really worth $15,000. It's only worth $11,000. And they actually will discount the value of the LLC membership interest. That works to your advantage if you're Dad trying to give away as much property as you can and keep it under that annual exclusion. You can give a lot more value away by giving membership interests away than you can by giving cash away. this discounting becomes a very important issue in estate planning. However, I'm going to caution you. The IRS is auditing this discounting big time. If you're discounting more than 25%, I can pretty much guarantee you're going to be in trouble with the IRS. I'd keep it down under 25%, maybe 20 or even 15%, but if you can get an extra 20, 15% out without having to pay an estate tax, that's a big deal for a lot of estates. Make them a member and then have them give membership interests. You give membership interests as well. You are going to have to file a gift tax return showing the IRS that it is a split gift. You gave certain membership interests. Spouse gave certain membership interests. But that way you can get twice as much out. Let's say you get $26,000 and you get the discount. We're talking about, say, on the order of $32,000 to each of the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the kids. Some families can get a lot of this out really fast because you've got a lot of posterity that you want to give your estate to.